Now, Southern California is not all artifice and beautiful people. In some parts of Los Angeles, people are living very real lives, sometimes painfully so. And commentator Marcos McPeak-Villatoro says the greatest difficulty and greatest reward can be explaining those lives to his young children.
Every morning I take my oldest daughter, Raquel, to the school bus stop on Sepulveda. There I see a slice of the San Fernando Valley. The Mexican and Central American men waiting for a day of work. The Arab mother driving an old van whose face is completely covered and who drops her two daughters off at the same bus stop. And, usually about once a week, I see the prostitutes. One morning my daughter finally asked, "Who are those sparkly women who stand there on the corner?" "Not now, honey. We'll talk about it at supper tonight." I waited until Raquel's bus came, whisking her away to the safety of school. This is not an intersection where you'd leave your kid alone. Apartments behind us surely hide a crack house or two. Cars snarl past as Angelinos race to offices they'd rather avoid. And then these women who walk from corner to corner. But they are not the danger. One day I heard one of them talking to a little girl sitting on the bench waiting for her bus. "Hey, sweetheart, how you doing? Your mama okay?" One morning I saw four women together. One was African-American, another Asian, a third was white, a fourth Latina, looking way too young, too much a girl, too close to my own daughter's age. In Los Angeles, I see this kind of diversity every day, and I'm usually delighted by it. But this day, on this corner, it was frightening. I saw how this corner was, for the men who drove by, a cafeteria, a rack stacked with human meat. It's these men who are the danger for my daughter. When I did talk to Raquel and my other kids that night about the sparkly women, there is another whole vocabulary I needed to introduce. The pimp, the man who showed up on the street that morning, who talked with the four women. What about? Directions, orders, the John, the clean-cut man walking back to his car, a Honda like mine, but cleaner, and drove off. I tell the kids, the women, they're not bad. I try to explain about hard lives, painful roads that bring the women to these sad corners. Stumbling through these explanations isn't easy. Easier to live somewhere safer, tidier. But I prefer the stumble. I prefer it here in the valley where all the world has landed and the sun beats down on lives full of darkness as well as light. Here a father can be fearful and thankful for his children, as he tries inadequately to shed light on the lives of the sparkly women who share our world.
That essay by Marcos McPeak-Villatoro, his latest book is Minos, a Romilia Chacon mystery.